Welcome to the PitCop Podcast. This is the deep dive, where we take the sources you share with us, strip away all the noise, and really get straight to the insights that matter. Today, we are immersing ourselves in some of the foundational business wisdom from PitCop. We're pulling nuggets from their best-selling ebooks.
That's right. And our mission today is to extract and really analyze these simple, time-tested tactics that lead directly to business triumph.
Exactly. We aren't here for complicated, jargon-filled models.
No, not at all. What's so fascinating about the PitCop approach is how it forces you back to the fundamentals. They distill these huge challenges in commerce into four surprisingly straightforward principles.
And the core message is so powerful. It's basically that success doesn't require these complex formulas or a massive budget.
It just requires a clear head, a clear understanding of human behavior, and frankly, a bit of discipline.
And that discipline is often the hardest part, isn't it? I mean, these tactics are simple on paper, but actually doing them consistently is tough.
It really is.
Yeah.
So we're going to unpack these four key areas that PitCop highlights and explore not just what they are, but how the best businesses execute them so well.
It seems like all four ideas, focusing on the right customers, respecting their time, maximizing ease, and then maintaining relationships, they all kind of center on one thing.
Friction removal.
Friction removal, exactly.
That's absolutely right. Every single one of these strategies is a move toward removing a barrier, whether that's a psychological one or, an operational one. We want to give you those actionable insights you can use immediately.
And since this all comes directly from the best-seller ebooks on our ebook store, we really encourage you to visit www.pitcop.com/schoolirbooks. You can download these resources and explore them much, much further.
The advice is so straightforward. Wow. And once you implement it, it's immediately impactful.
Okay, let's dive in. Tactic number one, understanding and catering to your best customers. PitCop hits you right away with this kind of challenging truth. Your business isn't for everyone. And if you chase everyone, you end up losing the ones who matter most. Why is that so hard for businesses to accept?
Well, it really raises an important question, right? Why do we feel this need to chase volume over value? I think we're taught in this sort of hustle culture that market conquest is the goal.
Total domination.
Exactly. But PitCop is very clear in defining best customers.
Yeah.
They're the ones who buy often. They talk about your brand without being asked. And they genuinely connect with your story. These aren't just transactions.
They're relationships.
They're relationships. And I think we get so distracted by the noise, the random passerby who visits once, or the person who only buys with a 50% off coupon.
Right. They dilute the energy you should be spending on your true advocates, the people who really get the message, the product, the whole vibe you're putting out.
And that's why PitCop advises what they call the double down strategy. The return on investment for servicing and delighting those loyalists is just exponential compared to the cost of converting some hesitant, price-sensitive stranger.
So every minute spent trying to convince someone who doesn't get your core value is a minute taken away from the customer who is already ready to buy again.
And bring their friends with them.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second here. Doesn't focusing only on the loyalists risk stagnation? I mean, how do you capture new market share if you ignore everyone else?
That is a great question. And that's where the next part of the strategy comes in, the concept of cloning them.
Cloning them.
Now, PitCop clarifies this isn't literal, of course. It's about leveraging data. Once you deeply understand the habits, the style, the needs of your best customers, you use that information to find others just like them.
So we're talking about moving way beyond basic demographics, right? It's not just 40-year-old men.
Oh, not at all. It's 40-year-old men who prioritize sustainability, read these specific blogs, and make three large lifestyle purchases a year. You're identifying the psychographics, the shared lifestyle factors.
The digital footprints.
Exactly. In today's world, that means using lookalike audiences in your advertising based on your high-value customer lists. It means you expand not by casting a wider net, but by casting a smarter net into the pools where your core customers are already swimming.
And the real genius that PitCop points out is that these clones, once you convert them, they typically spread the word authentically.
It turns your customer base into a self-replicating growth engine. It's incredibly powerful.
This focus on value and trust, it just perfectly sets the stage for tactic number two, emphasizing speed and time-saving offers. If you respect the customer enough to focus on them, the next logical step is respecting their most valuable resource, their time.
And the golden rule is so simple. Everyone is in a rush. If you make them wait, they leave. It's that basic. Speed is may be the most underrated element of building trust.
That's a great point. If you waste my time, you're signaling you don't value me, no matter how great your product is.
We have to talk about friction points, because they are everywhere.
Oh, we all know the pain point of cart abandonment. You get to that final page, and suddenly there's a mandatory account creation form, 12 steps, confusing shipping options.
Broken payment links.
Yes. And Pitcot is so adamant, the fix is to streamline everything. Fast checkout, clear options, instant confirmation, just zero friction.
And that leads right into the deeper psychological insight here, which is that people don't just buy products.
They buy time.
They buy time. This is such a critical reframing that very few businesses really embrace.
Totally. If I buy a high-quality coffee machine, I'm not just buying the metal and plastic. I'm buying the 15 minutes I save every single morning, time I can spend with my kids.
Precisely. You are selling life balance. If your product cuts a weekly chore in half, that's 2 hours of family time you've just delivered.
Yeah.
Businesses need to stop talking about features and start talking about the hours they save the customer.
So shout about the time you save them. Delivering in hours, not days, that's the real value.
That's the intrinsic value they're actually looking for.
Pitcot also talks about how urgency works, but only when it's done right. You know, limited time deals, flash sales, countdown timers.
Right. They activate that desire to act now before you miss out on a legitimate opportunity.
Yeah.
But here's the critical distinction Pitcot makes. The scarcity has to feel real.
Not gimmicky.
Not gimmicky at all. We've all seen that perpetual countdown timer that just resets every time you refresh the page.
Yeah, that's not urgency. That's just manipulative, and it instantly erodes the trust you just worked so hard to build.
It's the difference between saying, hey, we have genuinely limited stock on this popular item versus creating some artificial deadline for a product that's available all year round.
Customers are so savvy now, they spot fake scarcity immediately, and then they start to question every other claim your brand makes.
So use urgency to prompt action on a genuine limited opportunity. Don't use it to trick someone. The moment that trust is damaged, all the other benefits, the speed, the focus, it all just falls apart.
Okay, before we move on to how convenience puts all that saved time into practice, let's just take a quick pause. The Pitcot philosophy is built on these simple, human-centered tactics, but they do require relentless discipline. If you are enjoying this deep dive and you want to apply these strategies yourself, please visit www.pitcot.com for more resources and ways to apply this knowledge. All right, moving into segment three, we're looking at tactic three. Convenience is king. This is where we get into that kind of counterintuitive point that price doesn't always win.
Ease does. It's a fundamental trade-off we make every single day.
People will absolutely pay extra if it makes their life smoother.
Think about the convenience store analogy that Pitcot uses. We all know the milk is 30% more expensive there than at the huge grocery store 5 minutes away. But if you've had a long day, you're tired, it's late.
You prioritize fast and easy.
You're not buying milk. You are buying the removal of effort.
Friction equals cost, and ease equals value. It's a core truth. A customer might happily pay an extra $5 in shipping if they know it'll arrive reliably tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Rather than trying to save that $5 and risking a week-long logistical nightmare.
So the practical application of convenience is actually incredibly detailed. It's offering multiple payment options, having clear return policies.
Fast, transparent shipping choices, providing tracking info without making someone log in. It all sounds simple, but this is where businesses often prioritize their own internal logistics over the external customer experience.
When a business fails at this, what are the common trip-ups? Is it usually complicated sign-up forms, or is it something more subtle?
It's often the subtle things. And Pitcot has this brilliant self-assessment they call the busy parent test.
The busy parent test. I like that.
It forces businesses to ask a simple question. Could a busy parent rushing between work, school pickup, and soccer practice buy from you without stress?
Meaning, could they do it on their phone in 3 minutes with one hand?
Exactly. And that best customer we talked about earlier is probably a time-crunched person just like that. Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, if they have to zoom in to see details or the form makes them create a password, they'll immediately forget. The whole structure needs fixing now.
So fixing a busy parent test failure means optimizing your mobile site, offering guest checkout, making sure sizing is crystal clear.
And making sure your support options are immediately visible. Convenience is the operational delivery of saved time. If you make their life harder, they will find someone who makes it easier.
Even if that competitor's price is higher.
Even then.
That brings us to tactic number 4. This is the final piece of the Pitcot puzzle, and maybe the biggest area of missed opportunities for most companies.
The power of follow-up.
Yes. And Pitcot frames this so perfectly. Almost, sales are just unfinished conversations.
Mm-hmm. A customer who abandoned a cart or inquired and then disappeared didn't necessarily reject you. Life just got in the way, they got distracted, or maybe they just needed a little reassurance.
So ignoring follow-up is a huge mistake. People forget or they hesitate.
It's like relationship insurance. You've already invested all this time and money acquiring that lead, making the website fast and easy. If you just let them walk away at the 90-yard line, that investment is totally wasted.
And the key, as Pitcot emphasizes, is the tone.
Oh, absolutely. Follow-ups don't have to be pushy. They should be friendly check-ins. Hey, noticed you were interested. Can I help with anything?
That little gesture shows you actually care. It shows you're paying attention to their need, not just your quarterly sales goals.
And for those who are right there on the fence, the follow-up is the perfect low-cost place to seal the deal. Pitcot suggests adding a small bonus, a discount, a freebie something that provides that final nudge they need.
Especially since you've already laid all the groundwork of speed and convenience.
But the power of follow-up extends way beyond just that pre-sale nudge. To build real, lasting loyalty, to keep those people in that best customer segment, you absolutely have to follow up after the purchase.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice, beyond just a basic thank you email?
It's personalized. It means asking if they're happy a week later. It means offering useful content related to their product or suggesting complimentary items in a genuinely helpful way.
Not just dropping an aggressive ad on them.
Exactly. And Pitcot wisely notes that customers remember kindness and attention long after they've forgotten your most clever ad campaign. That simple act turns a buyer into a devoted, lifelong advocate.
And then that advocate goes on to participate in that cloning growth strategy we talked about at the start. It all connects.
It's a complete circle.
So, to synthesize this foundational wisdom from Pitcot, the 4 pillars for business triumph are really simple. First, understand and relentlessly focus on your best customers.
Second, save them time by making everything fast. Third, make buying easy because convenience really is king.
And finally, follow up like you actually care, both before and after the sale, to secure that relationship.
Success, according to this blueprint, just comes from trimming away the noise and sticking to these human-centered fundamentals. If you eliminate friction and deliver speed and convenience, you're building trust. And trust is the only metric that guarantees long-term survival.
And triumph. That brings us to our final provocative thought for you to carry forward today, based on Pitcot's philosophy of friction removal and time as currency.
What small piece of friction could you eliminate right now, whether it's in your product delivery or a simple automated follow-up, that would definitively save your best customer 5 minutes of mental or physical effort? The answer to that question is likely the roadmap to your next biggest business triumph.
Fantastic challenge. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Pitcot's foundational strategies. If you want to explore more of Pitcot's resources, including the ebooks we talked about today, just visit www.pitcot.com. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.